I wake up in the morning, hey, 2 packs of Camels a day, you're naturally going to have a little gurgling in the lungs. They're not actually lungs anymore. They're two festering stacks. But anyway, I don't care. I'm a man. I'm bold. I'm proud. I see you in the paper here. Something to make me nauseous this morning. Read all about it. The National Coalition to Ban Handguns is recruiting celebrities. That's one thing about living in the nation's capital. The only thing that irritates me is that every group with a cause is here, you know? Every bunch of wackos is here. Can you imagine that? I don't even like the sound of it. It comes off my lips, makes my stomach bilious. The National Coalition to Ban Handguns. And they got some celebrities that are going to be here next week for their big meeting to start a celebrity campaign. Can you believe it? Get this, they have, I can't believe this, former CIA Director William Colby's part of this bunch. You think a man that's been in the real trenches would be all for it, you know? He'd probably carry a Beretta. But no, he's part of this action. And I can't believe it, Terry Garr. You know that cute little actress that's in so many things? She's a member of the National Coalition to Ban Handguns! I can't believe that I once enjoyed Rosie to images of that woman. I can't believe that I once watched her fair form on the screen, that when I went to see Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie and I looked at Terry and I thought to myself, she's part of the National Coalition to Ban Handguns. Oh, God. Singers Harry Nilsson, I can't believe. Harry, well, I can't. A member of the 45-pound bench press club, figures Harry. Everybody's talking at me. Yeah, maybe if you had a Magnum, Harry, they wouldn't be talking about you, huh? Maybe if you had yourself a Magnum, you could get a little respect. Jeez. Well, you know what I ought to do? I ought to infiltrate them. Could you see that? I mean, I'm sure they'd need a local celebrity. I could just see. I write the guy a letter, say, hey, dear National Coalition of Ban Handguns, I'm Nino Griswold. You may have heard me on DC 101. I'd like to become a part of your group. And then I'll get there the day of the big meeting. Nobody will notice but me. The bulge underneath my shirt. As the head man introduces me, ladies and gentlemen, on our local celebrity scene, we have the Grease Man from DC 101. Would you welcome him, please, to the meeting? I'll say hi, everybody. Hi. Yes, thank you. It's good to be here at the National Coalition to Ban Handguns, and I'd just like to say one thing to you. See if you can ban this one! Yeah! Hey, Terry! How dare you, people? How dare you? I'll watch as they all dive underneath the table as I stalk the room. Yes, you think it's funny, huh? Banning handguns, yeah. Well, let me tell you something. It's a right as an American to have a handgun. Yes, it's my right. That's right, cower, because the handgun is here to stay. But the ultimate satisfaction will be when I walk over to Terry. And she's lying there on the floor, backing up. Slowly she's backing up as I get right in front of her face and say to her,
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yeah, and I'll just stand there staring at her, waiting until I hear her make the sound of... Then I'll throw her a sponge and say, clean yourself up.
If you're looking for a fun...